This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Gina Kaufman. A few years back, jazz trumpeter Herman Mehari and his band Diverse assembled a group of local talent for a Michael Jackson tribute.
It's like if I could pick the people I'd most want to hear sing and rap and play the respective instruments in Kansas City, it would be the same exact people that are in this group.
That's how The Buzz were born. It's a hip-hop, soul, and pop band with 11 musicians, from MCs to percussionists. Even though the band's been together for a couple of years, they're just now working on their first album. As part of our Story of a Song series, KCUR contributor Andrea Tudhope spoke with Herman Mehari and two of his collaborators about the making of their first single and first video, Can't Let Go.
Yeah, right. Start to finish, bud.
For me, the song started with an idea that I had. It's the chordal part you hear during the chorus. It's the piano part you hear in the chorus.
But that beginning idea wasn't just a chord. It was also an energy, a mood, one of melancholy. Herman and producer Anthony Saunders spent some time piecing together a basic structure, melody, and verse.
I kind of sat on it for a while, and then I took it to Brad.
That's Brad Williams, drummer for The Buzz.
Well, you know. So Herman came to me, he was like, you know what, I've got this great idea. Why don't you see what you can put on it? So I was like, oh, wow, wonderful. You want me to do something on this track? At the beginning, there was so much being said, stated, because lyrics weren't actually there yet, but the melodic statement was there.
In that melodic statement, that early instrumental bricolage, he recognized an atmosphere similar to that surrounding a conversation between two people romantically involved. Just as you would want silence and open space enough to hear and be heard, Brad says, the music and the eventual lyrics needed space to breathe in the track.
Thinking about a conversation, essentially, relational progression, and trying to equate that sonically. I really wanted to have space for the vocalists to shine and pop through. So then I decided that drums should come in later in the song.
He wrote some guitar parts and drum parts, obviously, kind of gave the song some life and even more structure. And that's when we took it to Julia.
Herman called me up and said, I have this idea for a song. I'm gonna give you what I've already done, and I'd like you to write lyrics.
It took me a long time to understand.
For Julia Hale, the music instantly painted a picture. With that picture, writing the lyrics came fairly easily.
I think everyone, even not talking about romantic relationships, there can always be a separation that makes you reflect on the time you had with that person. I kind of just started with that, with a separation, with thinking about someone at a distance.
I know that you have to choose. I know our time was not a waste.
When she recorded it, it was incredible for me to hear, you know, because that was really, like, the whole intent was to hear Julia singing over this, and so that's when it really sounded complete, you know.
But it became aesthetically complete when the group took to Paris to film their music video. They just so happened to be in Paris during last November's terrorist attacks. Herman remembers walking into a bar that night and seeing all eyes glued to the televisions.
The Bataclan and the cafe that got hit up are places that my friends go to, you know? And they were like easily a 15-minute walk from where we were. I think as the night went on, most of our fears kind of subsided a bit. After that, it was more sad than anything.
They started filming a few days later. As life went on, the feeling in the air fit their aesthetic. Brad says when he listens to the song, he imagines someone walking down the street on a rainy night.
For some reason, there's no traffic and there's nobody around, so it feels kind of like lonely.
But more than that, he says, there's a tinge of peace, an openness that leaves room for longing, vulnerability, and self-discovery. The song ends lyrically almost where it began. There's a lack of resolve, but rhythmically, a sense of carrying on.
KCUR contributor Andrea Tudhope brought us that installment of Story of a Song. Can't Let Go, a first release by The Buzz, is available over the next 2 weeks exclusively on KCUR.org. The band will be releasing its first video on February 14th.